Christ, because God's favor on you. Hey, good evening, parents and guardians. This is your host, Dr. Carletta D. Washington. Education for All radio show's goal is to focus on parenting and education topics in order to help you to build stronger family relationships and prepare your children for academic success in order to help raise children who become successful adults. We'd like to thank our sponsor, our individual sponsors. We have Eddie and Maxine Jordan Jr., as well as our corporate sponsor, Mr. Willie Moore Jr. Please be sure to visit his website at www.willie.jr.org. WillieMooreJr.org. Also, he's the host of Nightly Spirit, a syndicated gospel show, which is on Gospel 1600. Those of us here in St. Louis, Missouri area. And he is also, he's on from 6 p.m. until about 10 p.m., I believe, Central Standard Time nightly. So definitely check out Mr. Willie Moore Jr. Visit his website, learn more about him and what he's doing with all people across the country, but in particular the youth. He's really into helping to be a great influence on young people. And we'd like to just make a few brief announcements. Please be sure to visit our website at www.education4allinc.com. That's educationforallinc.com. We've recently added a video about parental involvement on our website, and we want you to check that out. Parents who are involved in their children's education make a positive impact on their child's social, academic, and career development. With the many challenges that schools face, such as budget cuts, school violence, low test scores, parental involvement is far more critical today than in previous decades. Therefore, parental involvement may look a little different and require greater creativity in each school based on factors such as the district, the community, and the students' needs. So go ahead and check out that video when you get an opportunity. It's on our webpage when you first go to www.educationforallinc.com. Also, we have our latest issue of Involved Parent Magazine, which is on the magazine page of the website. Please be sure to check out previous versions or issues of Involved Parent Magazine as well. We have those dating back to the summer of 2013. This is a quarterly magazine. We'd love for you to take advantage of reading those wonderful articles that our writers have put so much wonderful information, insights, quick practical tips in there for parents related to a host of issues. So please be sure to visit that. And if you're interested in being a sponsor for the radio program or the magazine, we ask that you contact me. Contact Carletta, C-A-R-L-E-T-T-A, at educationforallinc.com. And we'd like to say that we have a meetup coming up. We have one yesterday, and our next one is for parents. It will deal with stress. So we know as we go into the new year and we get through the holidays, you know, it's a time to really de-stress so we can clear our minds and think about the upcoming year. Can you believe January 2016 will be here in a blink of an eye? You know, we're getting ready for Thanksgiving, but honestly, I'm ready to put up my tree. Christmas is just really special for me in terms of thinking about the meaning behind it for those of us who are Christians. So that right there just has a special place in just the peacefulness that seems to come with the with this season. So January 9th from 3 to 5 p.m., we have our Stressless Parent Meetup. I'm really excited about that. We're going to talk about stress and how you can de-stress and dealing with personality types. So parents, especially if you have more than one child, then you know that child is, those children all act very differently. Even if they're all well-behaved children, you see those different personalities coming out. If you have twins, triplets, et cetera, you see that those children also have different personalities. So you know, let's get together. Let's talk about interpersonal relationships within our home, which is something that we don't often focus on. We talk about interpersonal relationships outside of the home with their friends and other family members or our in-laws. But we're going to look specifically at the relationships within our homes on this particular day. And if your spouse or significant other attends, that is fine. And we also have a price for children ages 13 and up. So those who are particularly in middle school and high school, where we, and even college, undergrad, you know, where sometimes there's a big shift in attitude and personality. And sometimes as parents, we say, you need an attitude adjustment, you know, so this would be a great opportunity to bring those adolescents, teens, and young adults to the workshop as well. So visit the website to get more information about admissions costs. And we have a very special guest today. Get ready to bring her on and let her introduce herself in just a moment. She is a writer for the Involved Parent magazine. If you go on the website under the magazine page, then you will see her latest article, 3 Ways to Get the Most Out of the Holiday Season. And I love all of my writers. They give very great insight. And her article gives you ideas for the upcoming holidays, just on how to plan and organize yourself so that you're not so stressed. These are supposed to be happy times, but in the midst of preparation and guests and gifts and cooking, you know, we tend to get stressed out and we can't wait till that holiday is actually over. So without further ado, I'm going to bring Ms. Tierra Gurdin on the air and to invite her to discuss more about herself. So welcome, Tierra, to the show. How are you doing today?
Thank you so much, Dr. Washington. I am doing fabulous. Hi, everyone. Again, my name is Tierra, and I am just so excited to be on the air with you all today and share some good study tips. So I'm excited. I'm ready to, you know, engage our callers, see maybe what advice someone else has out there, tips that they have, and then just give more insight as to how I've been able to do so well throughout my academic school year.
Thank you so much. And it's always nice you're not only a writer but also a returning guest host. So we appreciate all the insight that you offer throughout the year, through the magazine, as well as contributing to the radio. So let's dive right in. And listeners, as Tierra said, feel free to press 1 so that you can give us your insight, or if you have questions, and particularly those who are in college or even if you're in high school, you know, share those tips. And if you have questions, ask questions at any time. And if you are listening by way of your computer, please, or your tablet, feel free to call in. Our guest call-in number is 646-595-4481, 646-595-4481, and just press 1 so we can bring you into the conversation. I love, I always solicit the writers to be a part of the show, and Tierra knew up front, you knew that you wanted November, and you picked that for a reason. Tell us why you decided on November. Why this time to talk about academic success?
Absolutely. I picked this time because, let's be honest, this is the most stressful time of the year, especially for college students. Like, this is the last month. I have less than a month before my semester is over. So it's important to make sure that, you know, if you've slacked off in the beginning, you really start to pick it up now. And you just do the best you can and try to study and get through the rest of the year. So that's why I picked this time. I know we have students who are going to be graduating soon, and maybe they're not quite at the GPA that they want, or, you know, maybe they know someone who's struggling to pass the class right now and really need to pass that class in order to move on to the next semester. So I just wanted to use this time to really reach out and provide some tips and some hope as well.
And I like that. That was also the point of my article in the Involved Parent magazine. It's neither too late nor too early. And sometimes we think there's no hope because we're at the end. So what would you say is the first thing that college students need to do or focus on in these upcoming weeks? What's the most crucial you think they need to do?
Well, definitely figuring out what their grades are as is. That's one thing that I've been doing weekly. I jot down all of my classes, what grade I have, and then also what grade that I want. And so if there's a particular class that you may be struggling in, and really zone in on those classes and look to see, okay, I have so many assignments left, or I have a paper left, or so many tests left, so I still have hope to boost my grade. That is the main thing that any student, to be honest, whether from middle school on up, will want to do so that they can kind of see how the rest of the semester could possibly go.
You know, I like that. You said what grade you want. But now let's say I'm a student who has maybe a D or even a C, and I want an A. Is that realistic?
Now, that may or may not be realistic, depending upon your teacher. Some teachers, as it gets closer to the end of the year, realize that, you know, there may be quite a bit of students who are also in that same boat, and they start offering extra credit. So if your teacher is gracious enough to offer you extra credit, coupled with a few more assignments that you still have left, then an A might not necessarily be possible to achieve. However, definitely maybe up to a C or a B, depending upon what's left. So the main thing is definitely don't give up, you know, and you just want to get that grade to where your GPA is still going to be good.
Okay, and I like that. You know, be realistic and know that there could be a slight opportunity for you to get that high, but maybe not, more than likely, but, you know, still keep that hope and be positive and try to get it as high as you can. So that's really great. Do you have tips for, like, organization? So how do I get there? Now I know I want to get this grade, and I've set a realistic goal. We have to say that's also important, make sure it's realistic. But how do I start getting there?
Yes, I do have tips for that. The main thing, honestly, that has helped me has just been to study. For me personally, I like to use both new school and old school ways when it comes to studying. And what I mean by old school is physically writing out my flashcards. Sometimes I color code the categories, like definitions will be one color or concepts will be a different, and then repeating the information out loud. That's definitely helped me to pass various tests and quizzes time and time again. And then as far as the new school ways, I like it a little better just because it's more fun. So it definitely helps you as far as organization. I mean, parents, how many of you have teenagers who are always on their phones? Or students who may be listening, how many of us are on our phones right now, multitasking as we're on the air? This is definitely the norm these days, so why not make it work to our advantage? Regardless of if you have, like, an Android or iPhone, then I do have a few apps for you, all of which are free, that'll definitely help you to get through your semester and also finish strong. Okay, so just to kind of jump into those apps, the first app that I like is called Evernote. This is very popular because it helps you to sync all of your stuff. So, Dr. Washington, you were mentioning organization. Well, this app allows you to use text, audio, photos, and videos, and it'll link it all together in an online account, so you're always connected with resources to study. So it doesn't matter if you go to, you know, a friend's house, go to a library, go to Starbucks, or wherever you may study best, you will always have that with you as long as you're able to, you know, log in online or through your phone. And there's also a tutorial on YouTube for anyone who maybe want to learn a little bit more about the features. So don't be discouraged. You know, it may seem like a lot at first if it's something you're not used to, but there's help with that as well.
And, you know, before we go to the next one, I'm starting to hear a lot about Evernote, particularly in the business world. So and you mentioned old school and new school. So some of the young folks who are listening, your parents may already be using these tools. You just didn't think they were that cool, but it was required in their job. So definitely, you know, look into what your parents are using on their jobs for organization. I think we will find more and more that in various jobs, whether it's degree or non-degree, adults are having to use technology such as this. And Evernote is definitely one of those that is into the career realm, which is where our college students are trying to go. They're trying to get into a career. Okay, go ahead. I'm Tierra.
Okay. The second app that's also really great is called StudyBlue Flashcards. And I know that a lot of people have heard about this throughout college, have been using this, and I hardly meet a student in my class that doesn't know about it. So it's a great tool. It helps to give more flexibility with studying, and that's why I like that. You can also use text, pictures, and audio to make the perfect stack of digital flashcards, or you can even borrow someone else's. So there may have been another student who took that same class, either with a different professor at a different institution, or you'll find some at your same institution with the same professor you had. So it's even better because you may have missed something, so you can see their flashcards and really study from that also.
Oh, wow, that's neat. That brings that old school flashcard into new school, huh?
Definitely. Definitely. And then the third and final app that is important to help get students through school, I would say, is it's called Simple Mind. And basically, instead of just writing down your thoughts, so like sometimes what I'll do is the teachers will always list the objectives before a chapter. So I'll go through the objectives and say, okay, what's everything that I know about that topic? So instead of just writing them down, then Simple Mind lets you spread them out in the form of a spider diagram. And you can also color your spider diagram to make things stand out. And, of course, that's particularly helpful for our visual learners. So if you like to see, you know, and associate things with colors, then this will definitely help you. It's a great tool to use. It helps basically make things easier to read and also hopefully easier to remember. So those are the three apps. Again, if you don't have them and you are a student, or if you know some students who could benefit from this, remember the first one was Evernote, the second app was StudyBlue Flashcards, and the third app was Simple Mind, and they can all three be downloaded on both Androids and iPhones.
Oh, that's wonderful. And this can go, I know we're talking about college students, but as you mentioned earlier, middle and high school students, and you mentioned old school, new school, and we have a lot of older adults going back to school today because they're needed to transition through a different to a different career, or maybe they just decided this is not what I want to do anymore, and they're going back to school. So definitely these are some great tools that are useful for making it through successfully academically. Okay, if you have a question or a comment, feel free to press 1 at any time, or if you're using something, even if it's on your job and you think that it's great for students to use, because students have to do presentations. Some of them may have presentations versus just a regular written exam or even an oral exam. Feel free to call in and share with young people. And in case you have some college students and even middle and high school students who could use this information, remember today's show so that you can have them to listen to the show this upcoming week so that they can pick up some information, because they're coming up on final exams and possibly graduation if these are mid-semester graduates for college. Hey, did you have anything else you'd like to share?
Just mostly to not get discouraged. I know sometimes grades and GPA can be the hardest thing for a student to get past if they didn't do their best from the beginning, or, you know, if they have tried their best but just still wasn't able to, you know, achieve their desired goal. So just don't give up. Find someone who will push you and help you to to do better and, you know, get with a study partner or just find ways that will work for you. I know I had a friend who mentioned that another friend of hers was struggling to pull up her grades. And so one thing she said was, well, if you get all B's, or for every B you have and no D's, because she currently has a D, she said, for every B you have, I'll give you $50. So that friend got very motivated to try to increase her grades because, you know, I mean, who wouldn't want an extra $50 for getting a good grade? I know, I remember growing up, my grandparents used to give me money for every A I had, and, you know, I never did it because of that. You know, it was just something that was always important to me that my parents instilled in me. But it was nice to get that reward each time I got an A. So that's really it. Just find that person to motivate you. Keep yourself motivated. Don't give up. Really work with your teachers, too. That's another huge thing. Teachers don't know what you don't tell them. So if you've got something going on that's been causing you not to do so well and you've particularly been a pretty good student throughout the year, then they will most likely work with you. I've had situations to where I've had to reach out and, you know, if it wasn't for me doing that, then I wouldn't have gotten that B or, you know, passed the class. So really do that. If you're struggling, talk to your teachers. Let them know you are willing to do, you know, what it takes. You can do an extra assignment or you can, you know, whatever it may be so that you can pass the class.
Right. That's a really good point. You know, teachers, we do our best not to have favorites, but the squeaky wheel will get the oil. And that comes from students being honest and letting us know what's going on and letting us know as soon as possible what's going on so we have time to change up our program as well for that individual student to meet their needs. Also, I wanted to add for parents out there, you may not necessarily be aware of this, particularly if it didn't apply to you while you were in school. There is the opportunity for your children to get delayed grades and other things. It just depends. So if something's going on, your child has gotten surgery, they've experienced a death in the family, you know, things like that. Sometimes it lends to the fact that your child, your college student, and maybe even your high school student may need to have an extension on an assignment or with their grade so they can get caught up, and they may need a delayed grade to give them that time that they need. And the great thing about first semester is you have Christmas break. So it looks like, well, you know, wow, you know, we have to be done by December 11th or December 17th or whatever, or even sooner, depending upon the college term or the high school term. But, you know, you have that Christmas break. And so professors and teachers and counselors and principals are normally willing to be more willing to accommodate students in this first semester because they know that there's that about like 1.5 to 2 weeks, you know, of downtime before the next semester to where the student can be working on things during their off time and just get the assignment to the teacher or the professor. So definitely parents, if there are extenuating circumstances and you know that your child may not be, may have been impacted by it adversely, please remember, you know, keep in mind these situations regarding delayed grades. And that's something that every professor and every teacher individually, you know, can approve and can advocate on your behalf for your child. Okay, we have about 4 minutes left. If anyone has a question or a comment for our guest today, please press 1 at this time. And, Pierre, did you have anything else that you would like to share before we go?
No, that was really about it. Just wanted to give those tips. For those who may or may not know, just to give a little background, I'm a student at Missouri State University. I'm a senior, and I will be graduating this December coming up.
Yeah, congratulations.
Thank you so much. So I just really wanted to do this for all the students out there, just in case you know, they didn't have anyone to kind of advocate or listen or to kind of go to about their grades if they were maybe afraid to go to their parents or go to, you know, a counselor or something like that. So that was just a little background, and I currently am doing pretty well. I will say this semester is the hardest because I am working full-time and I'm taking 15 units of a credit, which is 5 classes in college. So it hasn't necessarily been my best semester. So these tips, I've definitely been using them myself. But I currently have a high enough GPA to where it won't affect me for graduation. So, you know, I planned ahead a long time ago. So, yeah, if you all continue to do that, then you'll see that you'll have a great semester also.
Well, thank you. We have a caller. Hey, caller, how are you doing today?
Oh, hello.
Yes,
oh,
caller.
Hi, Dr. Washington.
Hi, Dr. Washington. How are you doing?
And hi, Tierra Gurdine. And also, hi to Tierra Gurdine.
Hi, thank you. I'm doing well. How are you?
Doing fine. Oh, that is, you have a lot on your plate, full time and a full schedule. Wow. and you managed both of it.
Oh, oh yeah.
Boy, much kudos. I know
you
look forward to the holidays.
Oh, yeah, I sure do. I'm counting down the days.
Oh, let me ask you, what do you think about the students at Mizzou? You know, everything that's going on there.
Yes, I think that it's caused, a wonderful movement within our country. So many people have stood tall and been able to voice their different opinions, and other schools have also been able to step up and support their students as well and just say, you know, here's some additional things that we also need to do to make sure that this doesn't happen to our campus. I have a lot of college friends who actually graduated from Mizzou, and they were really, you know, they stood proud still to have been at Mizzou, and they stood with each other. So I was really glad to see that around.
Yes, that really was. It's great to see the students, you know, come together for a common cause.
Definitely.
There is power in the students.
There is, definitely. Definitely.
Okay. I wanted to ask you about the 3 apps. Could you go through that again real quickly? And I know time is running out.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Those apps were StudyBlue. Well, the first one was Evernote. The second Evernote, StudyBlue, Flashcards.
StudyBlue, okay. Yeah, that's the,
and
okay.
Then Simple Mind.
Okay, then Simple Mind. I'm going to share this with a couple of cousins. Simple Mind, you said? Okay. Okay, and then the Flashcard, that's definitely old school.
Yes.
It's the most effective way. You're constantly, thank you know, two plus two, four.
Well, thank you so much, caller.
Well, thanks a lot, T. Eric Gurdine.
Thank you. It was a pleasure talking to you.
Very helpful.
Thank you so much, caller. Well, thank you all so much for joining us today. We thank Tierra for being on here. Thank you so much. I know that as a college student, one about to graduate, congratulations. I know your family is proud of you. This is timely, so it's something you've gone through and that you're going through, and you're able to give people real timely practical tips, which is what we do on this show. So thank you so much, Tierra, for joining us today.
You're welcome. Thank you for having me.
Well, we just have a quick brief announcement before we go off the air. We wanted to let you know that we are taking a break. Yes, I always practice what I preach. I tell parents to take a balance, you know, something that I didn't do as often as I needed to and would have liked to when our daughter was young and growing up, and now I'm starting to practice more of a balance with the things that I do. And so I really want parents to practice that. And so I know with Thanksgiving coming up, on the 22nd, the 29th, you know, we're just not going to, you know, we're going to need that rest time. And for some of us, the time change, we're still not used to it. I know I am not there yet. But so I want you to enjoy the next 2 weeks. So we will not be having a show the next 2 weeks. And then we will also be taking a break on we will have a show. We will return back on December 6th. So that will be our last show for the season. So we ask that you tune in. So remember, mark your calendars. No show on the 22nd and the 29th, because I know a lot of people will be preparing for a holiday guest coming through. And Sundays, a lot of times, it's just that family time where you're trying to unwind and rest and relax and maybe even do some cleaning and prep for the upcoming week. So we will not have a show due to the Thanksgiving break. And remember to be thankful. There's always something, even if it's just the fact that we're breathing today, that we're able to sit in a chair. You know, so find things that you're able to be thankful for. And I challenge everyone, spend the next 2 weeks doing one, giving honor and thanks for at least one thing every day. And if you do that over these next 2 weeks, you'll be able to look back and just see how wonderful your life is, despite some things that you may be going through. So I really encourage you to do that. And then tune in with us on December 6th. That's the last show for the 2015 year, because after that, we're getting into the Christmas holiday season. I know some parents will be helping their children prepare for final exams and so forth, and end-of-course exams. And so I don't want to take that time away from family. So we will, again, see you back here on December. So mark your calendars. If ever you forget about our schedule, remember to visit our website at www.educationforallinc.com. The schedule is listed on the calendar and events page. And then also please, please read the current Involved Parent magazine. Make sure you sign up and register for our January 9th parent meetup, dealing with stress-free after these holidays, this holiday season is over. And again, we thank our guest today, Ms. Tierra Gurdin, for giving us that wonderful advice. And if you have a student in your life, a grandchild, a niece, a nephew, you know, a neighbor, church person, you know, let them know about this show, because there is still hope and there are some great tips for them to be successful. We thank you again, and please tune back in with us on December 6th. And let's come out strong. If you have people you know who have not been listening to the show, strongly encourage them to listen to the show. It's the last show of the 2015 season before we come back in January in the 2016 year. So thank you again. I appreciate all your support. And again, I ask you to enjoy your family these upcoming 2 weeks. And every day, please meet this challenge of giving thanks for at least one thing over these next 3 weeks. Take care. God bless. And we will see you on December 6th at 6 p.m.
Nothing on you, nothing on you. So you just keep living your life following Christ, because God's favor on you. God's favor on you. nothing on you. May not see yourself, but when you walk in favor, God will open up doors that no man can open, and close doors that no man could ever open again. Forgive yourself,